Good morning, everyone. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome to a new Discolly episode. It is July 18th, 2025, just a minute past 11 a.m., and a pretty gray day here in Vancouver, actually. We've had some pretty sunny weather these past couple days, but it's been... Yeah, it's been looking pretty nice, and today we just have a bit of a relax. You know, I will say it was pretty hot to the point where it was getting a little bit much, but we're enjoying the sunny weather, and we're also enjoying these, like, nice restful days. Before I do get into today's episode, I want to acknowledge that CITR is live and broadcasting off of the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Musqueam people. It's really exciting to be back in studio. I finally have an interview for you guys. I know our last one was Empanadas Ilegales. I think we had like a month or two ago. But I do have another interview lined up for you guys today. I'm really excited to get into it, and I cannot wait to introduce this artist to you all. Personally, for me, this is a new artist. You guys may know her. We'll get into her in a minute. Before we do get into that, I want to explain how Discolly works for those people who are maybe just joining us for the first time or are new here to the show. Basically, Discolly is the show about all things music. We basically talk about one specific project of one mainstream artist, so that's going to be our artist of the week. We talk about one of their projects in specific, whether that be an album, an EP, a compilation album, any kind of project, really. We get into it, we analyze it, we go through the tracks, we talk about the vinyl record pressings that came with it, we talk about if there was a concert tour that went along, or anything that really surrounds the discourse of that project and that artist in specific. And then about two-thirds in, we switch to our discovered artist of the week. Usually I like to keep them Canadian, but this week we are making an exception because we are going to be doing a very exciting interview with, I'm going to say it right now, but Mae Simones, who will be coming to the Biltmore Cabaret next week. So we are doing a little interview and going to get to know her album a little bit more. But yeah, that's kind of how it works. So we have our little artist of the week and then our discovered artist of the week. And that's how Discolly runs. But without further ado, I do want to get into the show as fast as I can because we do have a lot of music to get through, which is always really, really exciting. Today, we're going to be leaning a little bit more into jazz pop, whether that be jazz indie pop, whether that be jazz and a little bit of rock, you know, indie rock. Thank you, Mae, for introducing that to me, jazz and indie rock. But we will be doing two artists, and our first one, our mainstream and pretty well-known artist of the week, is going to be Miss Leve. I've done Leve a lot on this show, actually. The first album that we did was a Bewitched album, and then we did the Everything I Know About Love album. And today we will be doing her extended play or EP called Typical of Me. Leve is releasing her upcoming album sometime in August. I can't exactly remember when. Oh, it says right here, August 22nd, 2025 will be the release of her next album called A Matter of Time. But during the time that we wait for that album to come, we will be doing Typical of Me, which was her first EP ever released, her first full body of project released actually during the pandemic. And it was released, yeah, like I said, 2021, and it is under jazz, but it also still has a little bit of like a pop production to it. I know I've given the kind of biography of Leve before on my past episodes. I won't go too deep into who Leve is. I will say that Leve is an Icelandic singer. She is also of Chinese descent. She's a singer-songwriter and record producer, probably one of the most talented artists I know out there as well. I know I say that a lot, but Leve is truly someone who I am very inspired by. She is phenomenal with her work, and she truly continues to bring jazz into the mainstream light and making everyone know that jazz is for everyone. It's not for a specific niche community. It's not for anyone in particular, but it is for everyone to listen and to enjoy. She plays the piano, the guitar, the cello. She actually studied the cello. She also plays the violin, and of course, one of her main instruments now are her vocals. She's a beautiful singer with such an angelic but still very wide a range of vocals and voice. She's been present in the music industry and active since 2020. This is an artist that we saw kickstart her career during the pandemic. I've said this story before, but I was actually introduced to her from my brother because my brother is a professional cellist. and he once stumbled upon her like video or her live stream, I think she used to do during the pandemic, and she would play the cello. And my brother was very, very intrigued. And then he told me about her because she also dabbles in the genre of bossa nova. Bossa nova, for those who don't know, is a jazz that actually originates from Brazil. So it has a little bit of like a Latino hint to it. So it's very catchy. It's also very danceable. But we have bossa nova. She also does jazz pop, traditional pop, as well as classical. We'll see that in this EP. And if you know Leve, you'll see it throughout all of her work that she's ever put out. So that is Leve. She is 26 years old, born 1999, and she is one of my favorite artists as of right now. I do want to get into this music because we have a lot of music, like I said, to get through. And I think the first song that I'm going to start us off will be her first track to kind of just get a little nice coding of what to expect from this EP. And it will be Street by Street, the first track off of Typical of Me here on CATR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Discali.
This view used to bring a smile to my face. Lately it's done nothing but remind me of the way that you used to give me butterflies. Took me 21 days to walk our former paradise. Step by step, brick by brick, I'm reclaiming what's mine. This city is way too small to give away to just one.
All right, welcome back. That was Leve by with Street by Street off of her EP, Typical of Me. Great introduction to the EP. I honestly really like that song. It gives us an introduction to Leve's actual vocal range. She is very much like she can really grasp that like deeper part of her voice, but she still very much has that kind of vibrato in her vocals. Whenever she finishes like a lyric or a specific sentence, she kind of elongates it and makes it a little bit shaky, which is really nice. And her harmonies are phenomenal. That's something that you'll always notice with Leve, is that her harmonies will always, 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 always add an extra layer to her song, to her production, and to who she really is as an artist. So that is Street by Street. You can see the bit of like jazz here. I would say this is more leaning a little bit more into like a little bit of pop, traditional pop, probably. Yeah, like a little bit of jazz pop, but we can really see the jazz with the harmonies. The harmonies are, I think, in a minor key. I could be wrong, but it's kind of that added kind of like, like that melody that she kind of adds that comes from jazz. The next song that I do want to play for you guys is actually a very beautiful one. It's called Magnolia. Magnolia is a beautiful flower. I honestly really, really like them. By Magnolia, we get to see a little bit of a different side of Leve, a little bit more of a kind of like heartfelt, very raw, very like diary-esque kind of music and kind of song thought behind it, if that makes sense. Magnolia kind of has a bit of like a softer feel to it. So we'll get straight into Magnolia from Leve's EP, Typical of Me, and then we'll be right back to discuss what we thought. Here's Magnolia.
She could have anyone in the world. Floats around town in a golden gown. Born in a castle on a cloud. Magnolia, prettiest girl. Stars in her eyes, handpicked from the skies. Beautiful soul. How can I compete with her? Perfection is the only word I think of when I think of Magnolia. She doesn't know that the world is turning just for her. I wish I could be Magnolia. And rivers with ease. A word from her lips, her siren's kiss, will send you straight into abyss. Magnolia, I wish she'd give her secrets away. Enchants everyone, and I think it'd be fun to be like her someday.
I really hope she still doesn't wish to be Magnolia, because she is Leve. Vey, the incredibly talented Leve. You're listening to Discali here on CATR 101.9 FM. That was Magnolia off of her EP, Typical of Me. This is what I meant by a little bit softer, a little bit on the less like heavily produced side of what we see Leve doing. Acoustic, very much so, with the guitar. It's basically just guitar, piano, and her vocals. It's very grounding, very simple. Which is kind of like a contrast to the types of lyrics, because it seems that she's very much like a little bit confused on this girl Magnolia, who she like wishes to be. Perchance she might be comparing herself to a flower that's really beautiful, that's really pretty, and like, you know, you want to be around it. Or she could be, you know, talking about a specific person who this other person may be falling for, and she wishes to be her because they're not falling for her. They're falling for Magnolia. Truly very, very beautiful song. One to kind of like, you know, come down from a high. Magnolia is the one to listen to. The next song that I want to play for you all is called I Wish You Love. Personally, my favorite off of the EP, and you'll see why. It is a beautiful song, very heartfelt, and you know, it's about love, so why not? You're listening to Discali here on CATR 101.9. Here is I Wish You Love by Leve.
Bluebirds in the spring, to give your heart a song to sing, and then a kiss. But more than this, I wish you love. And in July, a lemonade to cool you in some leafy glade. I wish you health.
Busking on Granville Street. 12 hours of performing for just $5? Can you believe that? That's when I discovered the Looper, and everything changed. Since then, I've performed at over 1,000 shows across Australia, France, Europe, and Canada. I even placed top 16 at the first Buskers World Cup in South Korea. Now, I'm sharing everything I've learned with you.
Introducing Chimes Academy's Sonic Elevation Program, the only course that teaches you to create and perform music holistically.
We have four essential pillars: live looping, music production, DJing, and stage work over the course of just 8 weeks. Real street performance experience. You get a professional EPK and industry networking.
Limited to just 16 dedicated artists, our next intake starts June 7th.
Our top two DJs get to shadow me at real gigs. I have summer and winter bookings lined up. This isn't just education, It's your pathway into the industry.
Supported by Creative BC Grant. Visit samchimes.com/academy to book your free consultation.
Stop dreaming. Start building. Chimes Academy.
Who's gonna take your place? There ain't nobody better. Oh, baby, baby, we belong together, baby.
Girl, please quit crying over your ex and pick up a damn book. Or better yet, Discord or magazine. It's summer, and that means it's time to head to the club with a drink in one hand and Discord or magazine in the other. That's right, shake some ass while staying in touch with the local arts and culture community. All for free. You can pick up a physical copy of Discorder in locations all around the Lower Mainland, from Kitts to Chinatown, Maine and Commercial, as well as Hastings. For specific locations, check out citr.ca. There, you'll also be able to find a PDF of the June-July magazine issue. CITR and Discorder magazine condones responsible drinking and responsible ass shaking. Thanks, love you, bye.
I love Doechii. Love that they put that in behind the ad. Welcome back to The Scholar. You're listening here on CITR 101.9 FM. And that was Leve with I Wish You Bluebirds in the Stream. It's I Wish You Love off of her Typical of Me EP, a beautiful little song with influence of a bossa nova. That is a little bit of like an introduction to it. I wouldn't say like it's mainly bossa nova. If you really want to get into bossa nova, it is honestly a really big rabbit hole that I just love to explore. And you just go down, and then I honestly find myself really liking to study with bossa novas. I mean, specifically to Leve, but bossa novas in general are very, very nice. So yeah, let's talk a little bit about the vinyl record pressings for this EP. There actually aren't that many. There was a standard black pressing on both the standard album or EP cover, and then there was also a alternative cover to it. And they all come with little postcard photos, I'm pretty sure, of Leve. Not postcard, yeah, but postcard photos. Like small little photos of her photo shoot. And then there is one of my ISOs when it comes to record collecting. It is the gold pressing of the Typical of Me EP. I remember I saw it once. That was very dumb of me. I saw it once in a record store, but at the time I didn't have money. So not really dumb of me, but I didn't have money. But then ended up selling out everywhere. And now if you go on Discogs and search it up, it's very, very expensive. And it still has not been repressed to this day. So I am waiting for the day it gets repressed, because it did get repressed in the black, but not in the gold. Because I would very much pick that up very quickly, because that's the only project I'm missing of Leve's, except I am missing her next upcoming album, which I'm very excited for, which we can also talk a little bit about what to expect off of the album. So A Matter of Time, coming out August 22nd, 2025, has already three singles, first one being Lover Girl, which actually I really, really liked. And then there's also Silver Lining. Silver Lining is more of your typical jazz that we see with Leve. And then Tough Luck, that actually is like a little bit of like pop for sure, jazz as well. But then there's like, she's kind of spitting bars. Like, did anyone else notice that she's kind of not rapping, but like, she says like, yeah, I guess it's kind of rapping. I know someone said it as a joke within I think a TikTok, when they're like, oh my God, like someone just leaked like Leve's rapping career. But low key, they're not joking. Like, she does very much lay bars. If you guys have heard Tough Luck before or haven't yet, definitely check it out. But it's pretty cool. She's just, it's a different side of Leve that I've never really seen. I think we saw it a little bit with Goddess off of the Bewitched album, like the Goddess edition. There's kind of like a part where she like kind of, it's kind of like a build up, if that makes sense. I will say the rap part in Tough Luck is technically the bridge, I'm pretty sure. I should congratulate thee for so nearly convincing me. Yeah, that part is like, she just keeps going and keeps going and keeps going. And then she ends it with like a really big like vocal climax, I kind of want to say. I think that's the right word. But yeah, that's what to expect off of the next album. I'm really excited, and I will be going to that tour, and I will see you there if you're going to Rogers Arena October 2nd, 2025. So see you there if you are going. Continuing on with the Typical of Me, I want to play the song James. I actually forget what James sounds like, so I'm kind of, this is going to be a little bit of a refresher for me as well. So you're listening to James Leve song from her Typical of Me EP here on Discolly.
It seemed like the night would never end. At one point I just stopped listening. His voice just became too sickening. The sky's a different kind of blue. Wanted it.
You know what? We're going to start that again because I think James glitched out. We didn't listen to the whole thing. So we're going to start it again. We're going to listen to James and then come back and then go into Someone New, which is actually our next song right after James. Again, you're listening to Discolly here on CATR 101.9 FM.
Spend months gazing at him sitting across the hall. His dark hair, his glasses, perfect overall. He looked so serious. He was mysterious. One Tuesday he caught me sneaking in a stare. He shot me a smile and nearly tumbled out my chair. He said, "Who are you? My name is James." And that's when I fell into the flame. Turns out he's a fool, that James. Oh, James. Oh, how I wasted my days. Oh, dreaming of James. He said, "Do you like music? They're open late tonight. How about we go together, just you and I? And maybe we can have a drink or two. I'd like to learn about you." But James just thought it was alright to go ahead and talk about himself all night. Then he really felt he had to say that he'd be a millionaire one day. Turns out James. Oh, how I wasted my days. Oh, dreaming of James. Listening, his voice just became too sickening.
There we go. That was James. You're listening to Discolly here on CATR 101.9 FM. Apologies for the little glitch up there. I don't know why it started halfway through, but that was James. We have a little bit of like a cassette aesthetic to it, which I really like, kind of like playing off of like a little old kind of like I guess like radio player, cassette player, which is really cool. I guess this is a song dedicated to James. I wonder if this was one of Leve's past boyfriends, past partners. You never know. But it is a very nice song. It's a very cute little love song. We are getting to the time where we're going to move into our Discovered Artist of the Week. Very, very close soon in about like 5 minutes. I got two more songs from Leve's Typical of Me EP, and we'll get straight into Mae Simone's, which I'm really, really, really excited for you to get to know. This is Someone New from Leve's album Typical of Me.
The sky is a different kind of blue. Wanted it to be you. Some things just aren't meant to be. It's easy to say, I still can't see you with anybody else. There's no amount of wealth that could ease this poor goodbye. Soft in the fall from your sky. It's so typical of me, and I'm sure that you'd agree. Oh, that I can be a little much. I overthink, I scared you off. My spiral begins right on cue.
Ending. That was Someone New by Levi's EP Typical of Me. We're coming to a wrap for this week's mainstream or regular artist of the week. Thank you so much for joining me doing Levi. I have one more song off of the EP. It is called Best Friend. I think this is one of the more famous ones off of the EP. I know that sometimes she does play it in her concerts. Hopefully she sticks to playing a little bit of Typical of Me when she comes back to Vancouver and when she does tour around for a matter of time. But I guess we'll get to see. I mean, these are eras that, like, you know, artists do have, but sometimes they like to move on and continue, you know, developing themselves as an artist. This is Best Friend by Levi.
It's come to my attention that I don't show enough of what I think. It's only when I drink I open up. But I promise that I love you, even with that hairdo. I'm sorry I made fun of it. It's not your fault, it looks like shit. I have never tolerated someone for so long. I've never laughed so much, I haven't written a sad song. Ba 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 ba
dedicating that song out to my best friend in the world, Miss Lila Turner. If you're listening, I love you so much. That was Best Friend by Leve and the last song off of the Typical of Me EP that we will be doing for today, as well as just in general off of the EP. Thank you guys so much for joining me for the Mainstream or Artist of the Week. We are now going to move on to our Discovered Artist of the Week. Well, personally, for me, that is Miss Mae Simones. I had the pleasure to interview her a couple days ago, so we will be putting that interview right after the song and this quick little commercial break. But yeah, we're just going to get into it. This is Mae Simones, an amazing New York-based jazz singer, indie pop, as well as indie rock, putting it all together. Personally, something that I've never listened to before, I've never really heard before, is this kind of merge of genres. And I love to discover and see what other people are doing out there and experimenting with. But I'm going to play you guys my favorite song off of her latest album, Animaru. Hopefully I pronounced that correctly. I know she did help me pronounce it at some point. But this is the dreamy jazz inflected bilingual indie pop from New York artist Mae Simones. This is Tora Moyo.
I think we should get ourselves something nice for our beach day.
Oh, yeah?
Oh my god, I know the perfect place. Cockney King's Fish and Chips is literally just around the corner. We should go there. It is the best fish and chips in Vancouver.
Oh my god, yes, absolutely. Let's go right now.
Cockney King's Fish and Chips, Kitsilano. On Cornwall Avenue, between Cypress and Walnut. It's the best fish and chips in town. But don't take our word for it. Try it yourself. If Kitsilano isn't your neighborhood, check out Cockney King's in Burnaby or New Westminster.
It's Nardwar, the human serviette, and you're listening to Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM at doo-doo-loo-doo, doo-doo.
We have been called the Indians.
Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
The virus took on many shapes. The bear, the elk, the antelope.
Hosted by the Indigenous Collective of CITR 101.9 FM, Unseated Airwaves unveils the hidden pages of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. We are back and looking for passionate folks to contribute to the process of putting together our weekly radio show. Our community centers Indigenous joy, excellence, and current issues. Friends and allies are welcome. No experience is necessary. Come learn with us. Our Instagram is Unseated Airwaves, and that's the best way to keep up with us. If you're interested in getting involved or you have any questions, email me, indigenouscollective@citr.ca.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and we are now into our segment today with May Simones. Hi, May. Nice to meet you. I'm very excited to have you on today to get to know you, your album, your music, and get to know you a bit more before your July 22nd concert.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
I mean, I've been getting to know a little bit more about you. I mean, you are a new artist for me. And let me just say that I have quickly fallen in love with your music. I am a fan for jazz. I'm a fan for indie pop. And you're someone who puts all of them together as well with a little aspect of rock. You recently released your latest album, Animaru. Correct me if I say it incorrectly. But you will be playing here in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on July 22nd, which is super, super exciting. At the beginning of May, you embarked on your first ever headline tour, the Animaru Tour. How has the tour been so far, and what can we expect with it starting up again this Friday?
It's been really fun. I feel like I really like touring, and this is our first ever headline tour, so it's really cool to see who all comes out and like meet new fans and everything. All the shows have been really great in my opinion, and I'm excited to get back to it on Friday.
Yeah, I'm honestly really excited to hopefully stop by on your Vancouver show. It seems like it's going to be such a fun time. Jazz is a genre of music that struggles to grow in popularity, I will say, but has recently caught the eyes of a couple fans from artists such as Leve and as well as yourself. How do you see jazz music having a role within the future of the mainstream music industry?
Good question. I guess I don't really think about it that much. I don't really think about it in that way. For me, it's just about music, making music that I love. And that happens to be, like, I've studied a lot of jazz and, like, I've listened to it and have put time into learning about that type of music. And so to me, it's just what's important, I guess, in my life, rather than I don't really think of it as, like, oh, it's coming back in the mainstream or it's, like, popular now. For me, it's, like, it's always been there. People have always loved jazz, and maybe there's more pop music that is jazz influenced now, but it's like, yeah, I don't know. I guess I don't really think of it that way, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I totally understand that. I do agree with the aspect that jazz is very crucial and foundational genre of music, alongside with that of classical music as well. How were you introduced to your love for jazz, considering your Japanese roots?
It was the high school that I went to in Michigan had like a really great jazz program that was focused on like smaller ensembles and more focused on improvisation and stuff. And so that was my first introduction to playing jazz. And that's how I was introduced to a lot of the music that I listen to now.
Nice. Yeah, I know that jazz is one of those dances that usually can be played alongside a dancer, such as, you know, tap dance. Have you ever done a live show with a dancer alongside you to, you know, keep the rhythm and maybe make the show a little bit more interesting?
No, we haven't done that. I feel like the type of jazz that I listen to and the way that it's influenced my music, it's not really like dance. It's like not really super dancey, I would say, in my opinion. There's like odd meters and like whatever. It's not exactly It's not like a tap dance type of music, if that makes sense.
Yeah, 100%. And I love how you just quickly touched about how you make music. Take me through your writing process. Where do you find the most inspiration for your lyrics and music? And do you focus a little bit more on the smaller ideas, or is this something you look at the overall bigger picture?
Yeah, I guess for me, it always starts with the guitar. It's normally maybe like harmony, chords, or maybe guitar lick. And then I go from there and build out the song. I add the melody, like the melody kind of emerges from the chords a lot of the time, and then I'll do the lyrics last, and then I bring that song that I've written to my band and we arrange it with strings and drums and bass and everything. Yeah, so I guess that's the normal songwriting process for me.
Yeah, and take me through a little bit more of like your story writing. Do you kind of just start off with an idea, or, I mean, you did say that you love to write of the things that you love and are most important to you. How does that come to be?
Yeah, I think in terms of the lyrics, I really just write whatever pops into my head for the most part. Like, I don't really think about it that deeply. A lot of the time, I won't even know what a song is about until later, you know, until I look back at it and realize kind of what I was writing about, or like the theme of it or something. But yeah, in terms of like while I'm actually writing, yeah, I just really write whatever pops into my head.
Yeah, I did notice that you you know, both sing in Japanese and in English. Do you find that a bit difficult to, you know, go through languages, or is this something that comes very natural to you?
For me, it feels pretty natural, I think. I mean, I try not to force anything because I think that will result in something that sounds unnatural, you know. Yeah, it feels pretty natural. I grew up speaking both languages, so to me it makes sense that my music would also have both languages in it.
Yeah, I feel like we're seeing more and more bilingual artists start to sing in both languages. You know, we have a lot of Spanish and English in North America, as well as I'm seeing more French and English as well. And you are introducing Japanese and English to personally myself. So it's really cool to see how bilingual artists are, you know, getting very creative with how they write their lyrics. How has the release of your debut album impacted your overall perspective in, you know, being an artist, touring, and just generally your overall career?
I feel like it's been great. It's been, yes, yeah, just been really nice to get the songs out into the world. We worked on them for a long time and they're really special to me. So yeah, I'm just happy to be able to play them for people and share them. In terms of how it's changed my perspective, I don't think it's changed my perspective that much. Like, for me, I'm just going to keep playing guitar and keep making music. So it doesn't really change that much in that sense, but yeah, it's just like continuing to work on music, I guess.
Honestly, I think that's the way to go. I do want to kind of touch a bit more on your album and kind of the inspiration behind it. I did a little quick search myself to see what Anumaru means, because I personally didn't know really know what it meant. From what I found, it means like animal in the Japanese pronunciation. And I do know that your album cover is a rat with wings. So tell me how you came up with that idea.
Yeah, I guess Rat with Wings, I mean, that's just one of the songs on the album. And so, and then Animoto is also one of the songs on the album. So when I was trying to figure out the name for the album, I was going through all the names of the songs, and Animoto felt like the most, just made the most sense for an album name. And I also think that that song and that word kind of captures a lot of the themes on the album well. And then in terms of the cover art, I just thought a rat with wings is like a recognizable image, and it's kind of cute and interesting, so I thought it would be appropriate for the cover.
Honestly, I agree with you. The overall vibe of the album is very, like, very cute, very relaxing. I personally kind of pictured myself romanticizing kind of like a travel day or a travel experience, and, you know, listening to your music in my headphones. So I do look forward to my next travel to definitely have you as my vibe. Concerning the vibe and production of your music, what audience do you wish your music to reach? And do you guys find that your music is reaching maybe a particular niche community?
Yeah, I guess in terms of where I want my music to reach, I don't really Yeah, I think like all types of people can listen to all types of music, really. I guess what I've noticed at our shows that I really enjoy is that there's like, it's like a pretty wide range of different types of people. I feel like in terms of age and backgrounds, like there will be like families who will bring their kids, or there will sometimes be like older people too. And a lot of people around my age, I would say, or like a little younger too. But yeah, I don't think there's like, I mean, I guess I'm supposed to have like a target audience in terms of like marketing. That's what you're supposed to do. But for me, I think music is for everyone. And I don't think it matters who you are, what your background is. If you enjoy the music and you like the way it makes you feel, then that's like obviously the most important thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the perfect perspective to go forward with. I know you quickly mentioned right now, you know, playing live and getting to see what audiences react in certain ways. What is your favorite song to perform live? And does this align usually with maybe the crowd's favorite? Or is this something that maybe changes depending on the city?
Yeah, I feel like it changes depending on, you know, my mood and where we are and stuff. But so I don't know if I could like pick one that's like always my favorite, you know, because it changes depending on the show. But generally, I would say Dumb Feeling is always a fun song to play. Mm. Like it always feels good to play that song and people enjoy it and stuff. Yeah.
Nice. I quickly was, you know, trying to see your overall musics. I think there's one song called Toyameyo. Is that how you pronounce it?
Toyamoyo.
That was probably one of the most fun songs that I found off of the album. It is very jazz influenced. You can hear you're like, I think, scatting most of the time, and I just find myself very amused by it. So maybe that'll be, I don't know, maybe that'll be the Vancouver choice of, like, you know, the most audience exciting one. That comes to most of the questions that I have. I actually have one more question for you today to wrap up this interview that I usually like to ask all of the people that I have come on to Scully. If you had to choose a song, or maybe a couple songs off of your latest album, to introduce someone to your music, which ones would you choose and why?
I think if I were to choose a couple songs, I'd probably pick Dumb Feeling. I think that one is a good representation of like the bossa jazz influences that we have. And then maybe I Can Do What I Want, because that's kind of the other side that has more of a rock influence and like a little bit of math rock maybe. So I think maybe those two is what I would pick.
For sure. Well, you heard it here. Those are the two songs that May would definitely suggest for a nice little listen off of your new album. Well, May, it was a pleasure to have you come on today. Thank you so much for taking the time to answer a couple questions here on Discali. And we can't wait to see you in Vancouver, July 22nd at the Biltmore Cabaret.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Well, have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you very, very soon.
Yeah, thank you. All right. See you soon.
All right. That was our interview with May Simones. A really, really, really informative interview. It was a pleasure to interview May. She's very, 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 I want to say she's very well-spoken in the way that she likes to present her art. You know, we got to see and got suggested the songs that she thinks are are her favorite off the album, and what, you know, show off the most what she's trying to get through her album, Animaru. Once again, she is playing at the Biltmore Cabaret July 22nd, so be sure to get those tickets if you want to hear more of May, which personally, I do. So that's why I will be there. So if you want to say hi or come by, why not drop by for a nice evening of indie pop, indie rock, and jazz music with May Simones. Once again, her latest album, Animaru, was released May 2nd, 2025. So go check it out. It's got 10 tracks, 10 beautiful, beautiful tracks for you all to listen to. I played for you guys Toyameyo, the one that I mentioned to her right before this interview. And now I will be playing for you guys Dumb Feeling, the first track of the album, to wrap up today's show. I do want to let you guys know that up next at 12 at noon, we have Dave Rady Presents the Eclectic Lunch. So definitely stick around for a new episode with Dave. Guys, thank you so much for joining me on this beautiful episode. I'll see you guys next week. This is Dumb Feeling by May Simones.
This is a special place. think I'm special too. But how many days do I really feel like when the train comes to a stop? Thank you.